The Pond, January 25th, written by Cricket Nation Rise and read by Chaos Kiro. As he sits on the side of the pond, lacing up his skates in the dim blue light before dawn, Dex yawns, grinning at the shape his breath makes on the air. He always pretends he's a dragon when he can see his breath. Once the ice is thick enough to skate on, Dex comes out here on his own about once a week. Always alone, always before dawn, just for himself. No captains yelling plays, no refs, no crowds, just him and the ice, a small, private, simple moment. Simultaneously reminding him of his childhood in Maine and how far he's come since then. Dex stands and glides out onto the ice, one foot in front of the other in long, easy strides. He's not here to get a workout or to polish any skills. He just loves skating. The feeling of flying over the ice centers him like nothing else. He's timed it perfectly today. There's no morning practice, and his first class isn't until 9, so there's time for him to skate around a while and get to watch the sunrise before he has to head back to reality. Already, the light is brighter, more yellow than blue. Dex is carving long figure eights across the whole width of the pond, when he hears a scrape of blade on the ice behind him, and he spins, heart racing in surprise. It's Nursie. Nursie, who he moved to the bungalow to get away from. Nursie, who has the darkest circles under his eyes that Dex has ever seen. Nursie, who still refers to his clumsiness as a sports injury, even now, after the cast has come off. Nursie, who, despite his grace on the ice, is still holding himself tense as he gets closer to Dex's spot. He stops a few feet from Dex, a tired, tentative look on his face. Dex raises his brows in question, unwilling to break the gentle silence of this morning. Nursie just shrugs in response, but it's enough for Dex. He nods, goes back to his figure eights, this time with Nursie right next to him, striding forward and turning in tandem. It's always been easy to connect with Nursie on the ice. They reach the far end of the pond and pause without talking. Dex checks his watch. Any minute now. Out of the corner of his eye, he sees Nursie's quizzical look, but doesn't engage, keeps his gaze upwards, watching the sky. The clouds catch the rays before Dex can see them over the horizon. They're lighting up with purples and pinks and oranges, and finally yellows as the sun finally pokes out over the campus. Dex basks in the warmth, picking out shapes of clouds above him, oven mitts, a cat, one sock, even an oddly flat one that looks like a puck. Nursie hums in pleasure next to him, and Dex can't help it anymore, looking over at his D partner with a soft smile. The green of his eyes is brighter than normal, sparkling in delight. Dex knocks their shoulders together, doesn't retreat for once, feels Nursie stiffen in surprise before leaning into the contact. They stay that way in silence for a while, watching the sky lighten even more. Dex is sure that there are at least 3 lines of poetry Nursie thought of about the sight of the clouds, of their breaths swirling together. A door slam startles the birds in the trees into flight next to them, and Dex takes it for a sign that they should head back. They turn together, carving long, gentle arcs into the ice as they head back to their shoes on the far bank, unwilling to take the shortest path back to real life. Dex finishes tying his laces and throws his skates tied together over one shoulder. He watches the sunlight creep across the pond in front of him as he waits for Nursey to do the same. Nursey stands and breathes out with a soft noise. The resulting cloud catches the light. Nursey turns to look at him. He still has dark circles. Only sleep and less stress can fix those. But he looks more settled, a soft smile gracing his features. I like to pretend I'm a dragon whenever it's cold enough to see my breath, Nursey says. Dex grins. Me too. The end.